You got nothing on me, yo. All right, you can call my lawyer, Saul Goodman. Talk to my lawyer, all right? And you hear me? I got nothing to say. I told you, you can call my...
Sign of what happened here, or we can hold them off till another time. Maybe you want to talk to a lawyer.
There it is. Yo, Adrian. Rocky called. He wants his face back. Come on, I gotta cheer you up. You see that? That's your get-out-of-jail-free card. You understand, get-out-of-jail-free card, right? I mean, just blink once if you're following. The DEA's worst nightmare is that face out in public. Are they gonna have to stare wide berth of young Master Pinkman for fear of the PR poop storm that will rain down on them if this story ever gets out? I mean, this beating... Best thing for you. You're home free. Good, right? Right. You're now officially the cute one of the group. Paul, meet Ringo. Ringo, Paul.
This is... Jesse, I am so sorry for this. This should not have happened.
But it did. Thanks to you.
But the plan did work. Would have been locked up right now if we didn't lure him away, but I never saw this coming. So, what happens now?
What happens now? I'll tell you what happens now. Your scumbag brother-in-law? It's finished. Done. You understand? I will own him when this is over. Every cent he earns, every cent his wife earns, is mine. Any place he goes, anywhere he turns, I'm gonna be there, grabbing my share. He'll be scrubbing toilets in Tijuana for pennies. And I'll be standing over him to get my cut. He'll see me when he wakes up in the morning and when he crawls to sleep in whatever rat hole's left for him after I shred his house down. I will haunt his crusty ass forever until the day he sticks a gun up his mouth and pulls the trigger just to get me out of his head. That's what happens next.
My advice is probably not a good strategy. I mean, they're scared of you right now. They want nothing to do with you. But if you hit them, they're forced to hit back hard. I mean, they will turn over every rock hither, thither, and yon until someone spills the beans on you and anyone associated with you, a present company included.
Yes, I think what Saul is saying makes a lot of sense. Jesse, move on with your life. Leave it behind, all of it.
Nothing changes once I walk out of here. I get myself a new RV and go start cooking again.
How exactly do you think you're going to get away with that? They will catch you.
So what?
What?
I have a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Hey, I may have overstated the power of your face.
Not this. If the cops catch me, I give them what they want the most. You. They nab me. I make a deal to give up the great Heisenberg and his $1 million truck. You're my free pass, bitch.
You're so sure.
Look, if he didn't give up my name while Hank was beating him senseless, he's never going to talk.
What do you think that was in there, a bluff? He wants your brother-in-law. And there's going to be a parade of lawyers creaming their underoos for a case like that. I mean, I'd take it myself if it wouldn't cause so much collateral damage. And him cooking again? Hey, when, not if, he gets caught and he's facing 20 years, what'll he do then? Believe me, there's no honor among thieves. Except for us, of course.
He'll come around.
If he doesn't, there may come a time to talk options.
Options.
Convinced that Mr. Pinkman was involved in the manufacture and distribution of phenyl-2-methamphetamine, specifically what we're calling the blue meth, I tracked him to a scrapyard. He stored an early 80s camper, an RV. While waiting for a warrant to search this vehicle, which I believe to be a rolling meth lab, I received a telephone call telling me my wife, Marie, had been injured in an accident. Upon hearing the news, I left Mr. Pinkman in his vehicle tending my wife. After arriving at the hospital, I learned the emergency call was a hoax. My wife, fortunately, was unharmed. So I immediately went back to the salvage yard, but the RV was gone. Most likely destroyed on site.
And it was at this point that you drove to the home of Jesse Pinkman?
I think we're done here.
Agent Schrader needs to get home. Get some rest. That's fine. But just to confirm, you're taking the fifth here?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, we just want to give you all a heads up. Mr. Pinkman is pressing charges in this manner. He's given a detailed version of events as he sees them.
The word of a method.
We know all about his history. We're well aware, but toxicology on Pinkman. His blood is clean. He's not using.
Kid is even refusing his doctor-ordered pain meds, far as we can tell.
So, where do we go from here?
A couple of gentlemen from OPI will come down, probably tomorrow morning. Janice will give us an exact time on that. And you men will be continuing your investigation, so thanks for your time.
Right. We need one more thing. A photo of Agent Schrader's hands, for the record.
Yes, of course.
Bandage off, if you would.
On the table is fine. Flat on the table, it's fine.
Saying that we're not talking to anybody about this, okay?
Okay.
Marie? Who?
Hi.
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
I guess crime does pay.
I don't suppose you just came by to insult me.
No, we need to talk. You heard about Hank? About what happened with this, Jesse Pinkman?
Yes, I know.
Whatever Hank was investigating, him trying to find an RV, is there any danger that could lead back to you?
No. Why would it? Is this why you're here?
I'm here to talk about Hank. You know what's going to happen to him if this Pinkman presses charges? Hank could lose everything. I thought maybe, there's a way you could help him.
How?
Contact Pinkman. Get him to drop the charges.
Look, Skylar, I don't know what kind of relationship you picture me having with this person.
I'm not asking.
He's not my friend. I mean, it's not as if we were even close.
I'm not asking. But there must be something you could say. Isn't it even worth a try? Hank is your family.
Not currently.
I said not currently. I'm late. I have to go.
Hello. Starting to get worried.
Car drill.
Oh, that's a bummer. Just call me next time. I'll pick you up.
No sandals today?
I just thought a bit more professional. Well, everything is on track. Got our distillate just waiting to...
Let's get our trays ready. Clean, no moisture.
Done.
Is our solvent filtered?
I thought you might ask that. Done.
It's good. It's good.
Hand in glove. That's what we strive for. No. This might be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You going? Lucky you boys caught me. I got a load to pick up. I'm taking a 40 straight through to Memphis. I got hammered out about 15, but there's this girl down there laying leaning or lolly or something. Maybe Fran. Anyhow, she's got one of these fetish things for us to get peed on, you know, so I was hoping to see her tonight, but she's real strict about wanting to get to sleep before 10. So I want to wrap it up here ASAP, because traffic can be a wild card, you know, rubbernecking and such. Surprising thing is, women who like to get peed on always tend to be from the warmer climates. You'd think the ones in the colder zones would be more inclined, but I haven't met one yet. It's a shock to the system if the body's not properly acclimated, but, you know, leave that for smarter minds than me. Science is a mystery. Well, take a gander. Prices are negotiable. Buying in bulk gets you a discount. I'm running a special on these little honeys. JHPs. Hollow point bullets known by the natives as Black Death. Check it out. You like that? So sweet you want to lick it. Nickel-plated brass casing, level locks, coat for panache. Sucker has 6 razor claws that expand upon impact. Shred your mama's head like a cabbage. Keep it. On the house. Anyhow, I've been windjamming long enough. Why don't you boys tell me what you're looking for? What it is you want? What it is you need? What can I do you for?
Vest.
Vest? Hell yeah, we got vests. Right here. Sleek. Comfortable, thermally bonded, non-interwoven Kevlar fiber. Stop a bullet like a soft wing against a Quaker girl. Just ain't getting through. And lightweight? Damn, so lightweight you'll forget you're wearing it.
They work?
Sure as shit they do. I don't leave home without it.
My freaking rib, you maniac son of a bitch!
Gail, what temperature did you set here?
Here? Station 575C.
I said 85. 85.
I wrote it down. You said 75. I wrote it.
Well, you wrote it wrong. It's not what I said. I said 85. It's always been 85. Not 75, not 95, 85. This is chemistry. Degrees matter.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Great. You're sorry. Meanwhile, you've just brewed 50 gallons of useless sludge. Congratulations. Dump it. Dump it all. This batch is ruined.
Want a coffee?
Yeah.
I need to squeeze some orange juice. You want a glass of orange juice?
I'm all right.
What are you gonna tell them? Here's what you're gonna tell them. He attacked you.
He attacked me?
He swung at you with something. He attacked you with a pipe.
With a pipe?
It happened fast. He resisted arrest, and muscle memory kicked in, and you had to disarm him.
Muscle memory?
Yes. It happens all the time. Years of training, and your body acted faster than your brain. You had no choice but to hit him. You had to fight
Marie,
back.
Marie. No. I'm not going to go in there and lie.
It's the life degenerate versus you. Doing the job you're supposed to. Why should you be the one who pays for doing the right thing?
Well, baby, it wasn't the right thing. It's not what the job is. Supposed to be better than that.
And you made one mistake.
Oh, it wasn't one mistake. I've been unraveling, you know. I don't sleep at night anymore. I freeze up. My chest gets all tight. I can't breathe. I panic. Ever since that Salamanca thing. Tuco Salamanca, if ever a scumbag deserved a bullet between the eyes.
It changed me. And I can't seem to control it. I tried to fight it. But then, El Paso. It's just gotten worse. What I did to Pinkman. That's not who I'm supposed to be. That's not me. All this, everything that's happened, I swear to God, Marie, I think the universe is trying to tell me something. And I'm finally ready to listen. I'm just not the man I thought I was. I think I'm done as a cop.
Now, this is not an easy decision, but it is one that I have to make. I'm sorry. This whole Gale situation, he's just not working out. Yes, now, it may sound unorthodox, but I think our first best option is Jesse Pinkman. Hello? No, look, there's a shorthand that exists between us, experience together, at a level that, quite frankly, I'm just never going to reach with Gale. Look, Mr. Frank, when I accepted your offer, I was told the lab is mine, and I know best how to run it. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I will. I will. Okay. Goodbye. Listen, something's come up. I think it's a good opportunity. There's been a job opening. I need a new lab assistant.
I did my time. Why don't you just go get yourself a monkey?
I don't want a monkey. I want you.
Oh, gee, thanks. Not interested. I got my own thing going on. A nice try to be your asshat brother-in-law.
That's not why I'm here, Jesse. There's more. It's more than an assistant. Partners. We'll be partners again. Split everything 50-50, just like before. $1.5 million each.
No.
I don't think you heard.
I heard you. Fine. I said no.
Let me understand this. You're turning down $1.5 million.
I am not turning down the money. I am turning down you. You get it? I want nothing to do with you. Ever since I met you, Everything I have ever cared about is gone. Ruined, turned to shit, dead ever since I hooked up with the great Heisenberg. I have never been more alone. I have nothing! No one! Alright, it's all gone! Get it! No! No, no, why? Why would you get it? What do you even care as long as you get what you want? Right? You don't give a shit about me. You said I was no good. I'm nothing! Why would you want me, huh? You said my math is inferior. Right? Right? Hey! You said my cook was garbage! And screw you, man! Screw you!
Your meth is good, Jesse. As good as mine. Yeah.
50-50.
Yes, 50-50.
Okay. Partners.
Good. This is the statement you want to give.
Yes, sir.
Hank, you don't have to do this.
No, I do. I'm good.
So, we understand if we write it up like that, you'll sign it.
That's the way it happened. I accept the consequences.
In the light of these facts, as of this moment, you're suspended without pay. I have to ask you to hand over your badge and your gun.
Yes, sir.
Schrader, I just wanted to tell you something. To be clear, you didn't hear it from me. I don't want you to get your hopes up, but the word in the pipeline is Pinkman isn't pressing charges.
Why not?
Who the hell knows? Maybe you have a guardian angel.
Fine. No, fine. It means what it means. Yeah. I'll tell you all about it when I get home. Okay. Yeah. It's just. I don't know, baby. I think we may be okay. Okay. I love you too.
Who is this?
They're coming.
Hello? Hey, Gummy, this is Hank. I don't know what that call is supposed to be, but it's dumb even by your standards, so call me when you get this.
Jesus. Thank you.